Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwahli Saikautel. In an unusual early morning announcement hours ago, Russia's defense ministry says its forces have pushed back what military officials there say is a large-scale Ukrainian assault that, according to Russia, began Sunday morning. Igor Konashenkov, a ministry spokesman, claims some 250 Ukrainian personnel were killed in the eastern region of Donetsk. Ukraine is not yet commenting, but this news comes a day after Ukraine's president said his forces were ready to launch its spring counteroffensive to take back territory that Russia has occupied since its invasion last February. Over in Sudan, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia say they're ready to mediate another ceasefire. Their joint statement comes just days after talks were halted and fighting intensified in the capital of Khartoum and neighboring cities, as NPR's Aya Betroi reports.
It's been nearly 2 months since fighting erupted in Sudan between heavily armed militia fighters and Sudan's military, each vying for power. The fighting has displaced close to 1.6 million people, with hundreds of thousands fleeing to neighboring countries, including Egypt and Chad. Just days ago, the Sudanese military pulled out of ceasefire talks in Saudi Arabia, accusing the rival Rapid Support Forces militias of repeated violations on the ground. Then the Biden administration imposed sanctions on both the RSF and Sudanese defense companies run by the military due to the continued violence in Sudan. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia are now calling on the warring sides to agree to a new ceasefire and facilitate humanitarian access. Aya Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
Chuck Todd, the longtime host of Meet the Press, is stepping down at the end of summer. His departure makes way for the first woman of color to host NBC's flagship Sunday political talk show, as NPR's Amy Held reports.
Kristen Welker, an NBC News White House correspondent, will take over in September as the next host of Meet the Press. Current host Chuck Todd made the announcement during Sunday's show.
I'd rather leave a little bit too soon than stay a tad bit too long.
Critics, though, say Todd has already overstayed, accusing him of softball questioning. The show, on air since 1947, is considered a top spot for Washington newsmakers. But its popularity has declined since then-host Tim Russert died suddenly after a heart attack in 2008. Todd is 51 and has hosted for nearly a decade.
I've watched too many friends and family let work consume them before it was too late. I promised my family I wouldn't do that.
Welker says she's grateful to take the baton and build the show's legacy. Amy Held, NPR News.
In the Canadian province of Quebec, around 14,000 people have been evacuated due to more than 100 wildfires now burning. You're listening to NPR News. In Arizona, officials are pausing some new housing developments due to a lack of water supply. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager has more.
The pause on development affects certain areas on the fringes of suburban sprawl around Phoenix. It comes after a new report found those areas won't have enough groundwater to keep taps flowing for the next 100 years. Sarah Porter directs the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State University.
This is the system working. You have to have a model like this to take the steps you need to take to protect the groundwater supplies that are being managed, you know, for future urban use.
Porter says the groundwater issue is fairly unique to Arizona, but other cities around the Southwest will also have to rethink urban growth as the Colorado River dries up. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager.
Candlelight vigils to remember those killed in the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre have been held in a number of cities worldwide today, including in New York City's Flushing neighborhood. The demonstrators echoed what a group of mothers in Beijing are demanding 34 years on: truth, compensation, and accountability. In China's capital, security was tight in and around Tiananmen Square as visitors were asked to show identification going in and out of the area. Meanwhile, in Hong Kong, near Victory Park, police there have detained an unknown number of pro-democracy activists who attempted to hold Tiananmen memorials. You are listening to NPR News from New York City.